Now, the Northern Ireland Executive has agreed to lift quarantine requirements for people travelling to Northern Ireland from more than 50 countries. Previously, anyone coming into Northern Ireland from outside the common travel area had to self-isolate for 14 days along the lines of the guidance applying this side of the border. The decision has raised concerns about how quarantine requirements in the Republic can be upheld when different rules apply in another part of the island. And for more, I'm joined by our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney, and also travel writer Owen Curry. So, Vincent, let me get this straight. Say I'm in Belique and I live on the southern side of the border. Well, then I'm being told, don't take unnecessary trips abroad. So that means if I've got a holiday booked, no compensation. But if I live the far side of the bridge and the Fermanagh side, then people can move around to a list of more than 50 countries. Is that right?
It is indeed, and from today as well. As you'd imagine, many people in Northern Ireland will be on their computers looking at possible holiday destinations. I spoke to some people actually in the street today only in Belfast City Centre. A couple of people said actually this won't change their opinion. They believe it's still too soon. They are concerned that if they go on holiday, number one, they might contract the virus. But number two, they said that if those countries have restrictions, say for example, the numbers of people who can go to bars and restaurants, then it wouldn't be the same kind of holiday that they would have in normal years, so they're not going to go for that reason. One couple I spoke to on Royal Avenue said they were in too much of a hurry to speak to me because they wanted to get to a travel agent as quickly as possible to book their holiday. so we have both views in Belfast today. It won't change some, others just simply can't wait to get away. Now, it has raised concerns. A senior virologist at Queen's University said he's deeply worried. He's pointed to places like Australia, Croatia, and others. He said, well, there's been recent upsurges, and he's very worried that there could be a second wave of the virus in Ireland brought back by travellers. But Northern Ireland's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Michael McBride, who has to be said has taken a fairly conservative approach in recent months. In fact, some people said he was too slow to approve the lifting of some restrictions. He said he's absolutely comfortable with this decision by the executive and supports it. Arlene Foster, the First Minister, I asked her last night, did she have any concerns? And she said no, she's pretty relaxed as well. I think that's a reflection of the success in combating the virus in Northern Ireland. We've had six consecutive days with no deaths. Yesterday, only three new cases. 13 days now with no one being treated in ICU. So I think the Northern Ireland executive feels that they're on top of this and that it's right to lift restrictions here. But of course, thousands of people from Northern Ireland travel from Dublin Airport. They go in and out of Dublin Airport, so they will be travelling from Dublin back up to Northern Ireland when they go on these holidays.
And travel writer Owen Curry, what does this mean? That the government here, basically, it's going to have to follow suit along with Northern Ireland and the UK on the 20th?
It should really have happened. July the 9th was when we were supposed to produce our green list. I don't think it would have been that different from the Northern Ireland one. The one surprise in the Northern Ireland one was Portugal was not included. The other concern was Poland might not be included. A lot of Polish people caught on the wrong side in early March trying to get back to family. But they are in the list, the approved list. But we have a decision coming up on July the 20th, and the quarantine debate, listeners will need no introduction to, has been very shrill and quite divisive, but this might just open people's eyes to how ineffective it is, because Vincent said, a lot of Northern Ireland people coming through Dublin. One, a couple of reasons for that: we'll have 80 flights departing Dublin and 100 tomorrow, whereas the Belfast International Airport only has about half a dozen, and the same for Belfast City Airport, and their only sun route, one of those bad luck things, EasyJet decided to open a Portuguese route to Faro, and that is not on the list of approved countries. So we have a situation where not only is quarantine lifted in Northern Ireland, but the main avenue for people, and it's 12th of July week where a lot of holidays would have been pre-booked, the main avenue for people in and out of Northern Ireland is going to be through Dublin.
But on the other hand, we're hearing that the R number, the level at which one infected person makes other people sick, that's going up here now. We're hearing, as you were saying, Vincent, virologists and experts, medical experts, saying be careful. We'll be hearing in a moment from Melbourne, had been doing terrifically well, back into lockdown, and there are examples like that all over the world. So again, it seems to be this conflict between, if you like, the economic and the freedom to travel and what the health experts are saying. This presumably will be on the agenda when Arlene Foster and Micheál Martin meet next week, Vincent.
It will indeed. Arlene Foster pointed that out last night. Micheál Martin will make his first visit to Northern Ireland's Taoiseach next Thursday. He'll meet Arlene Foster, he'll meet the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and then meet the other party leaders at Stormont. Now, Arlene Foster was at pains to say yesterday she looks forward to welcoming him to Northern Ireland. She said there will be a range of issues on the agenda and tackling coronavirus on an all-island basis with differences in both jurisdictions. She says important to recognise the differences, but also important to look at how they can work together. Now, she has pointed out, Anya, that the health departments here and the health ministers and the chief medical officers have been working very closely together in recent months, and that will continue. But certainly this move and those continued efforts to ensure coronavirus is beaten, if you like, and suppressed in Ireland will be top of the agenda when Micheál Martin visits on Thursday.
And Eoin Carey, another issue that maybe enough attention hasn't been paid to, what holidays are going to be like if and when Irish people get there in terms of masks, in terms of access to beaches, in terms of access to bars and restaurants?
Very different is the answer, Anya. I did a turnaround flight myself to Malta. Masks on board the aircraft, the whole airport experience, socially distanced. Very similar to what people have gotten used to in their supermarkets and in their social situations. And they're being very heavily policed. The Spanish police are watching, counting people on and out of beaches, marked out squares on beaches, traffic light systems. Some of the English tabloids have stories of people who were caught in queue trying to get onto the beaches, and swimming pools, all of those sort of facilities being opened in a managed way. The way the European Commission, who sort of set this plan to open European tourism, would treat the tourism economy is almost like a domestic one economy, and that's what they are trying to do, a managed return to tourism. A few countries, and we can obsess a little bit about how slow Ireland is coming to this, but a few countries have been slow. Slovenia hasn't been has also been very slow to join. And some, about 7 or 8 countries, are not very happy about the white list of countries of entry from other parts of the world that the EU Commission drew up. The real thing here is it's an easier decision to pull up the drawbridge on you than to decide when to let it back down again. And that's the one where the changeover government in Ireland will next have to talk about it on July the 20th. I would personally hope that we would join the rest of Europe in having a managed return to tourism.
Eoin Carey, travel writer, and Northern correspondent Vincent Kearney, thank you both.